All right, my lovely listeners, it is that time of the week where we profile an Australian artist, be they a sculptor, painter, dancer, writer, someone working in the creative sphere. Now, painting amongst the chaos of family life with two tween children, Brooke Dalton is a much adored creator of still lifes. Based in Narrabri, Brooke is a regular exhibitor at one of New South Wales' leading regional galleries, the Moree Gallery. With a confidence in colour and brush strokes, Brooke captures the essence of home settings in a way that makes you just want to crawl inside her paintings. You can check out her work on Instagram at her page bdalton78, and we will obviously link that to the show notes. And Brooke joins us now. How are you?
Good morning, Willie.
Thanks so much for joining us. How's it in Narrabri this morning?
Oh, it's a lovely sunny day today.
Is it hot?
It's the summer. It's been pretty good lately since we had a whole stack of rain a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
so we haven't got the 35 pluses. We've just got sort of the low 30s, late 20s, which is nice. But we've got a lot more humidity now.
Oh, right.
Which we're not really used to.
Yes. Hey, how long have you been painting for now?
Well, my youngest is in year 5, so I probably started when he started kindergarten. I really got into it. I doubled a bit over the years, but seriously got into it when he was in kindergarten. So 5, 6 years.
And do you come, are there other creatives in your family?
Yes. I come from a long line of crafters and dabblers and designers, really, in my extended family. So, yeah, it's there, definitely there.
Great. All right, well, we will get into the profile this morning. So can you describe your style for us?
Reasonably loose. It's not certainly not photographic, but definitely not abstract. Interiors and still life, and I'm starting to dabble in a few landscapes and gardens. I love a little bit of colour. So I'm probably quite known for my colour.
Yeah, I love your colour. So you do colour well.
Thank you.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
Oh, Instagram, magazines, books. I'm a bit of an addict to all of those and the above.
What's your favourite mag?
Oh, I do like a Vogue Living.
Yes.
Novelle. Yeah. Any interiors magazine I'll pour over.
Yeah, great. Can you remember when you sold your first piece?
Oh, yes, that would have been a few years ago now. I was involved in a group exhibition here in Narrabri and sold quite a few pieces there and from Instagram too, which was a great launching pad.
Oh, my God. Is Instagram, seriously, it's like an amazing, I mean, that's where I find most of the painters and the creatives that I follow. It's such a fantastic platform for creatives.
Incredible. Yeah. Unbelievable. And free.
Yes. Right.
At the moment.
Yeah. At the moment. I know. I think we're all holding our breath of like, when is this going to change?
Yeah.
What did you think you would be when you were 5?
5. Oh, well, I did love drawing at 5. When I was a little bit older, I wanted to be a librarian because I loved reading too. And there was a time when I wanted to be a ceramicist, a potter, or a textile designer. There were a few of the things that were on my plate at the time. But 5, that's pretty early on. I don't know about then.
Yeah. When did you start calling yourself an artist?
Probably really only a few years ago when things got a bit more serious and I was selling a bit more and it was easier to write on forms artist than my regular day job.
What was your regular day job?
Well, it still is. My husband and I have a commodities brokering business.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
I'm a bit of a jack of all trades in that, so I really don't know what to call myself. Yeah. But artist was a lot easier.
Yeah. Have you done the overseas trip yet where you've had to write in the
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, that was last year. That was probably the first time I went, oh, gosh, good.
I love it.
My sons now say, when people ask them what I do, they say I'm an artist now.
So that's cool. That's really cool. Who are the artists you admire?
Oh, who do I admire? I really love John Bocker's work.
Oh, I love him too.
Yeah.
He's been on the show.
Yes. Yeah. He has. We don't get your program up here, so I'll have to listen to his interview online, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, he does great colour.
Yeah, yep. Joe White, who is another Northwestern artist who originated from Moree as well. I love her stuff. It's quite bold and old world, a bit. Yeah.
Yep. Mm. What's your painting routine?
I come in and I have a cup of tea and procrastinate and have a scroll through Instagram usually, and then I hook into it.
Yep. And do you paint for sort of, I need to paint for 2 hours, or are you just kind of, I paint until it's done and then I go and do what's next?
I probably paint till I get hungry, which is usually about 11:30. I like an early lunch.
Yeah.
and then, I have a bit of a break. I need to do something non-visual, so maybe read a magazine article or a book or something that doesn't involve pictures.
Yeah.
To give my brain a bit of a break, and then I usually hook into it again for the afternoon and until the kids come home.
Yep. Tell us about one of your favourite paintings that you've done.
I think I do love a good couch.
Yeah.
With lots of nice sumptuous cushions on it, and getting the light on the cushions and getting that comfiness of the couch to come through.
Yep.
Well, lots of artwork in the background and a bit of colour.
Yep.
Putting my frustrated interior design to use on the boards.
Right. What do you do to get out of a creative funk?
Really got there yet. It's probably more the challenges. Like if I sit down, I think, oh God, I'm up to a really hard part. I've just got to knuckle in and do it.
Yep.
Face up to it.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's your biggest fan?
Oh, my biggest fan. I've got a couple of friends who are big fans. My husband, probably, he's pretty supportive.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm always passing things by my kids too. They're pretty honest.
Yeah.
They tell me what they like and what they don't like.
Oh, Mum, that's great. Oh, no, Mum, no.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't like that garden one that you did yesterday. But I like this interior.
Oh, funny. Who's your biggest critic?
Well, probably my kids too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And last question, what are you working on at the moment?
I'm working towards a solo exhibition at Michael Reid in Murrurundi. So I'm about a third of the way through all those pieces. That'll be in May.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, look, thank you for letting us interrupt your lunchtime. I know we're probably prime time lunch for you, so.
I did have a snack before I came on just to get me through.
Yeah. Well, Brooke, thank you so much for joining us this morning for Interview with an Artist, and all the best with your solo exhibition, hey?
Great. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.